Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Jeremiah chapter number 8, verse number 20. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. It's a short verse. Let's read it again. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. I want to talk to you about this thought for just a little while tonight. Do we really care? Do we really care? He said the harvest is past, man. The summer's ended, and they're still not saved. Do we really care tonight? Father, you know the need of the service, and God, I thank you, Lord, for your blessings. I thank you, God, for a great day thus far in your house. I pray that over the next few minutes, God, that you would help me to relay to the people, God, the things that you've given me and the way that you've worked in my heart this week as I've studied this. God, Father, may we get a burden for those that's around us lost and on the road to hell. God, may we really care about souls that's dying and going to hell. God, we'll be careful to give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You can be seated tonight. Again, our text verse says, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. When we come to our text, we find the prophet Jeremiah is preaching in Jerusalem to people who are not right with God. Here in chapter number 8, verse number 10, the Bible said this, therefore will I give their wives unto others, and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For everyone from the least even unto the greatest is given to covetousness. From the prophet even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. As a result, God warned them that if they didn't get right, they would pay the consequences for not being right with him. So much so that in verse number 13, God says, because of your rebellion, there shall be no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the tree, and leaf shall fade. In essence, he is warning that they will suffer a lack of harvest due to their rebellion and disobedience. This brings us to the paralyzing statement in verse number 20. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. This first shows us by way of introduction, there's a Lord worth being served. There is a message worth being shared. And there is a tear worth being shed. What are they saying? They're saying this. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. And we are still not saved. I'll give you three things and we'll go home tonight. As we look at this verse, I would say number one, there is a time that should concern us. There is a time that should concern us. Can I say this to you tonight? Let me talk to you 10 minutes and I'll tell you what you're concerned about. There is a time we should be concerned about some things tonight. He is speaking of harvest time in our text, and a time that he says is past. As we look deeper into the truth, we see that he is saying this. This is a time that is reflected nationally. What did he say? He said the harvest is past. He is speaking here of a definite time and one that is reflected nationally. You see, in the context of the passage, he is speaking to the entire nation of Israel. He's speaking to the kings. He's speaking to the queens, to the leaders, to the boys, the girls, the middle class, the entire nation of Israel. No one is excluded from this broad statement. It includes everyone. And it is reflected nationally when he says, the harvest is past. The same can easily be said about our nation today. Can I say it this way? It seems that the harvest is past. I thought about this. I have never seen a time when people are so hard to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You remember me making this statement while we was in Mexico, man, you could give out a gospel tract and they would stop what they was doing and they would sit down and they would read that tract. Man, you give out one in America today and what do? They throw it down and keep going. He said, "Preacher, what are you saying? It's a time that is reflected nationally today." Notice again the words, "The harvest is past." The harvest is past. In fact, the harvest time is passing right before our very eyes. And indeed, it is being reflected both nationally and internationally today. I began doing some study this week, and here's what I found out. According to Bible Analysis Online, in June of 2025, about 3.4 billion people, roughly 42% of the world's population, living in unreached people groups with little or no access to the gospel. These are populations lacking of self-sustaining community of believers to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in their community. You say, "Preacher, what are you saying?" Here's what I'm saying today. Roughly 42% of the people of the world today has never heard the gospel. You say, "Well, preacher, I care." Do we really care? You say, "Well, preacher, we had a $5,000 missions offering today." I understand that, but let's be honest with ourselves. If that was our kids, if that was our parents, if that was our family in a foreign field today, and they had never heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, would we have gave more? Oh, it deals with the time that's internationally and nationally. Why this statistic matters, the estimate highlights the estimate highlights the continuing global missionary need despite the centuries of Christian witnesses. Can I remind you of what the Bible said in Matthew chapter 9, verse number 37? He said, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few." You know what he's saying? He's saying this. There are those who would get saved if somebody would just share the gospel with them. If somebody would just tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. The time is reflected nationally, but can I say this? Also, the harvest is past. The time is reflected personally. It's reflected personally tonight. While it's a grim reality that the world is perishing, it is even a greater reality that our next door neighbor, our next of kin, maybe even our own children are lost without God and is headed to a place called hell. When we think about the harvest being past, it should open our eyes. When we think about the Bible saying the harvest truly is plenteous, you know what he's saying? He's saying this, people would come to know God if somebody would just tell them, if somebody would just tell them, if somebody would just share the gospel with them. It's a time reflected nationally, but it's a time reflected personally. Do you realize that though there are many people who do go to church, there are more that do not go to church? You say, "Well, preacher, there's a lot in Surrey County that goes to church, but there's so many that don't. Close to 75,000 in our county today. And I guarantee you there wasn't many, if any, churches in Surrey County today that even had close to 1,000 in attendance." You say, "Preacher, what do you mean?" I'm saying this. The time is reflected personally. Hey, the harvest is passing us. The harvest is passing us. Our text should prompt us to step out of our comfort zone and recognize the pressing need of the hour. The harvest is to be reaped, and the time to reap it is right now. The harvest is to be reaped, and the time to reap it is right now. Number one, there's a time that should concern us. Number two, can I say this? And honestly, we could preach all day on the time that should concern us. We could go to the book of Revelation. We could talk about how I truly believe the coming of the Lord is at hand. I believe it could happen at any given moment. Are you hearing me? This time should concern us. Number two, watch this. There's a truth that should consume us. There is a truth that should consume us. You say, well, what is it? What did the Bible say? The summer is ended. The summer is ended. The prophet Jeremiah has just spoken of the seriousness of the harvest. But now he begins to deal with the season of the harvest. The very season. Can I just say this to you? There is seasons to harvesting things. The very season of it. Can I show you two things quickly? He speaks of a specific season. What does he say in our text? The summer is ended. In those words, the prophet is speaking of a specific season. You see, he in essence is explaining the reason that the harvest is past is because the summer has ended. The reason the harvest is gone is because the season has changed. I began studying this, and here's what I found out. In the days of our text, the harvest of wheat was between May and June. Past June, it became so dry and the sun became so hot that it cooked, they would say that it would cook the wheat. Therefore, when the summer ended, the harvest was past. The harvest was past as the season had come to an end. That is exactly what the prophet is describing here. He is informing us that just as there is a season for harvesting plants, there is a season for harvesting people. Can I say that again? Just as sure as there is a season for harvesting plants, there is a season for harvesting people. I'll just say this to you. You'll not lead them to the Lord when they're dead and gone. You'll not lead them to the Lord when they've been involved in a serious accident and they lay in a coma unresponsive. You'll not lead them to the Lord when a brain tumor is hit and they lay unresponsive. You see, there is a specific season. Just as there is a season to harvest seeds, there is a season to harvest souls. Yes, there is a specific season. Listen to what the Bible said in John chapter number 9. I must work the works of Him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. The fact of the matter is that there is something after this life. Thus, there is a particular time to work. Weep and win. The harvest one day will be past because the summer one day will be ended. One day the summer will end. He speaks of a specific season, but he also speaks of a short season. Not only a specific season, but a very short season. Notice again the words of our text. The summer is ended. The summer is ended. In the days of our text, the harvest season lasted from May to June. There were only 2 months to gather the harvest from the field. Someone as well said this, there is no fear that the church won't succeed, but that the church will succeed in only those things that really don't matter. Can I say that again tonight? There is no fear that the church won't succeed, but that the church will succeed in only those things that really don't matter. That really don't matter. Can I just say something to you tonight? It's not about being put in a Sunday school class. It's not about being put in a place of leadership. That's not what it's about tonight. It's about looking at the Lord of the harvest and saying, here I am. I'll be the one that goes. Why? Because this is a short season that we have. It's a short season we have. Robert Moffat said it this way. We shall have all eternity to celebrate our victories. But one short hour before the sun sets in which to win the lost. We'll have all eternity to celebrate our victories. And we will, Brother Stan. But only one short hour before the sun sets to win the lost. You say, preacher, I've got my whole life to win the lost. But what is your whole life? It's even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. It's a short season. If we're going to win the lost, then we must win them now. If we're going to get them in, then we must get them in now. If we're going to bring them, then we must bring them now. For he speaks of a specific season.